Hallelujah. Thank God for the lighthouse. Amen. Y'all glad you saved this morning? Say amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Appreciate that good singing, ladies. That's a blessing. Take your Bibles this morning. Turn with me to Romans chapter number 10. Romans chapter number 10. I promise you just a simple thought this morning. This will be our last message in this series on world missions, worldwide missions. We have been preaching for the last several weeks. Brother Charles was on one of those Sundays talking about the ministry of being involved in world missions. I preached a missions conference in Memphis, Tennessee several weeks ago, and the Lord burdened my heart about our missions program. So I came home and started preaching on Sunday mornings about missions and how we go about supporting missions. I started on that very first Sunday back from Memphis, and we talked about the mandate behind missions. In other words, God gave a command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's what he said. That's what the church's main focus is. Everything else is a byproduct. Amen. Everything else is a byproduct. The main thing has got to be the main thing, and that's preaching the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Some of these preachers spend all their time preaching on finance. I'm sorry, that won't cut it.
Amen.
Some of them spend all their time preaching on healing and miracles. That won't cut it.
Amen.
What good is it if God opens blinded eyes and you die and go to hell? Talk to me now. I'm telling you, the mandate was to go. We have a command. Missions is not our idea. It was God's idea. Amen. So we talked about the mandate behind missions. Then last Sunday, we talked about the motive behind missions. Somebody tell me what has to be the motive behind missions. Somebody tell me one word. Love, love. Man, we've got to love the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We talked about the mandate behind missions. We talked about the motive behind missions. Listen, we want to have our motives right. I don't want to send a missionary to Jamaica because he loves the beach. Talk to me now. I want to send him because he loves Jamaicans. I don't want to send a missionary to Thailand because they like the food. Who would like dog? I don't know, but I want to send a missionary to Thailand because he loves Thai people. Are you listening this morning? Love has to be the motive behind missions. We're going to talk about this little card right here this morning. And then we're going to talk about the method behind worldwide missions. What I've got in my hand, ushers, if you'll help me, where have they went? Get it done. Go get them. Do y'all have them already? Boy, these guys are slacking. Yes, sir. I want one person from each family, if you would, to raise your hand. They're going to bring you a Faith Promise missions card. You don't have to fill it out. You don't have to do nothing with it if you don't want to. Let me tell you what faith promise is. What faith promise is. Let's look first of all at what it's not. It's not a pledge. It's not something that someone will come and collect. We're not going to send you a bill. It's not something that you sit down and figure out how much you can give. And it's not taken away from what you already give to the church. In other words, your tithe. What it is between you and God. It's waiting on God to tell you how much he wants you to give for reaching the world for Christ. And then you must trust him to supply it. You and the missionary become partners in faith, and both must trust the Lord. You got to trust God to give it to you, and they got to trust God to deal with you to give it to them. Amen? On the back side of this card, where it says, "My faith promise for world evangelism," on that first blank line, you just put Happy Valley Baptist Church. And then over here on this side, you keep the part, they tear apart just like that. You write down how much you want to trust God for to give the world missions, and you keep that as a reminder to you. Fill out this part and drop it in the offering plate. We okay?
Yeah.
Boy, I mentioned money and y'all dry up just that quick. I mean, boy, it's just like the whole spirit of the place changes.
Yeah, that's good.
Amen. It does. Y'all ever notice that, Brother Charles? I mean, boy, I pulled that card out from the pulpit and people went, Amen. You know what? There's a missionary on the foreign field praying for me this morning. And he's praying that the Spirit of God would get inside your heart concerning this thing of missions. Amen. And we'll take these up at the end of the service, because I've been having you pray for 3 weeks about what God would have you do. Amen. I wrote my missions check this morning. Amen. Somebody said, how do we do that? You just write a separate check and put on it for missions. Amen. And every dime of it, we do not listen. I know there's some good Southern Baptist people, but we're not in a co-op program. There's not some big corporate office in Atlanta getting a portion of what we send our missionaries. Amen. If you give $20 a week or $20 a month to World Missions, every dime of that, we don't keep any of it. We don't even take money out for postage. Every dime of it goes to those missionaries. I promise you that. Romans chapter 10 this morning. Romans chapter 10. And look with me at verse number 13 as we think about God's method behind world missions. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 13. I love this verse where the Bible said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Now watch verse number 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without what?
Preacher.
A preacher. How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Amen.
Right there in a nutshell is God's plan for reaching the world with the gospel of Christ. That's it. You said, preacher, can it be that simple? Yes, it is that simple. The world tries to complicate everything. They write a 150-page manual on how to operate a bolo paddle. Some of these kids are looking at me like, what's a bolo paddle? You know, the little... They want to complicate everything. But it's just that simple. Let me give you three little thoughts, and I know it's already after 12, but look at it this way. It's only 11 in Alabama. That's just four exits down. Amen? Three simple little things. Here they are. Here's the thought or the method behind world missions. Listen, here it is. Number one, somebody's got to go. Somebody has to go. Number two, somebody has to stay. Listen to me. I said somebody got to go. I said, somebody got to stay. And then lastly, somebody got to pay. That's God's plan behind world missions.
Yes, sir.
Somebody's got to go, somebody's got to stay, and somebody's got to pay. Listen, I said, somebody's got to go. He said, how shall they hear without a preacher? He didn't say, how shall they hear without a food ministry? He didn't say, how shall they hear without a clothing ministry? He didn't say, how shall they hear without an education ministry? He said, how shall they hear without a preacher? When missionaries come by here seeking support, if they can't preach, I ain't sending them. Y'all all right? If they can't preach, if they're not going to go and preach the gospel or help to support somebody who is preaching the gospel, I'm not putting God's money in it.
Yeah.
I told you last week, I'm for feeding hungry people. I'm behind it 100%. I can't stand to see anybody suffering or hurting or starving. I can't. But it's more to it than that. That's a byproduct, like we talked about a minute ago. The food, the clothing, the education, that's all a byproduct. But somebody has got to go and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I said, why y'all preach salvation all the time? That's the mandate. That's what he said to do. Christ dead, buried, and risen again. That's what he said. Preach the gospel to every creature. Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first. And what's the last part of that? And the Greek, yeah. That's it, man. We got to preach the gospel. We got to preach the gospel. We've got missionaries in Germany this morning. You know what they're doing? They're preaching the gospel. I don't know a lick of German. I know a German. She's back yonder in the nursery or in the children's church, Sister Irene. She can probably speak you some German. I don't know any. But we got a preacher over there this morning speaking in perfect fluent German, and he's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ that those Germans may come to know Christ as their Savior. We got a missionary in London, England this morning by the name of David Salt. He and his wife went over there, I don't know, probably 12, 11 years ago, and we helped to send them there. And they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've got a missionary in Jamaica this morning, Brother T.J. Kimmel, and he's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've got a missionary in the Philippine Islands this morning, and he's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've got missionaries in Africa this morning, and they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've got missionaries in the coal mining hills of Kentucky, and they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've got missionaries this morning in South Dakota in a totally unchurched area, and they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. When we cease to preach the gospel, we cease to be a church. If McDonald's stops selling Big Macs and they replace it with barbecue sandwiches, the McDonald's Corporation will take their franchise from them. Because they cease to be what they were designed to be. A lot of this touchy feel good preaching that everybody's flocking to in America today. They're filling up basketball stadiums. Y'all know who I'm talking about. For a Dr. Phil show. I'm not against everything the boy preaches. But he's lost his franchise. Somebody help me now. He's lost his franchise. Hey, I'm going to preach on how to live for God. I'm going to preach on your home. I'm going to preach on your marriage. I'm going to preach on how to rear your children. But the main thing has got to be that Jesus saves and that we're all sinners on our way to a devil's hell. And if we don't trust Christ, we'll burn forever and ever and ever and ever. Hey, man, that's the message. You say, I'm tired of hearing it. Hey, why don't? If you get it, you won't be. Amen. I'd rather hear a preacher preach on salvation than anything. Why? Because I got it. Yeah. Amen. I used to make fun of Fords where I preach across America. I'd get in them pulpits and I'd say, man, if you drive a Ford, you ain't right in the head. Now if I was going to buy a new one, that'd probably be what I'd get. Government don't own them. Amen. But boy, everybody that drive a Chevrolet, they'd say, amen, preacher, amen. You know why they got behind that? Because they had one. You know why they like that? Because they bore witness with it. And when a man gets up and starts preaching on the blood of Calvary and how his sins are washed away and how his name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, I can throw up my hand and shout glory, hallelujah, I got it too. Amen. The method behind missions has got to be preaching. We've got enough conferences, we need preaching. We've got enough institutions, we need preaching. We've got enough programs, we need preaching. Yeah. Amen. I love to watch their video presentations. One of my favorite things has been all my life when a missionary comes. I love to see their video presentations. And I love to see them. I just watched one in that missions conference the other week. As a young girl, she grew up in Africa. I believe it was Africa. Yeah, she grew up in Africa, and she came back to the States and went to college. Now she's going back to serve with her mom and dad in Africa. And it was clip after clip after clip. And I noticed one thing in her video presentation. In every picture, she had a Bible in her hand. In every picture, she had a Bible in her hand. There may have been other people serving food. There may have been other people distributing clothes, but that girl had a Bible in her hand. It showed her in her Sunday school class under a little thatch roof with no walls and a dirt floor and hundreds of children flocking in there to hear what the Word of God had to say, to hear about Jesus Christ who loved them and died for them and shed His blood for the remission of their sin. I said, hallelujah, that's the kind. I want to support those that will get the gospel to those in need of the gospel. Amen. The method behind missions is somebody's got to go. We are saved to serve. Yes. not saved to see it. Listen, all you preacher boys, you better start trying to figure out what it is God wants you to do. I got a feeling it ain't to hang around here till you die. I don't want to lose none of you. I don't want to run none of you off. But God called you to do something. Everybody can't be a missionary. Everybody can't be a pastor. Everybody can't be an evangelist. But God called you to preach for a reason. I don't know. You may have been like Nehemiah. Not Nehemiah. Who am I trying to think of? Jonah. The man in the fish. You may, as far as I know, he only ever preached one sermon. But buddy, it's a humdinger. Whole country got right. Amen. One sermon. God may have called you to preach one sermon. I don't know. But he called you to do something. Amen. We've got young men. I know of one in particular in this church that God's been dealing with for years about this matter of missions. Sooner or later, we got to throw up the white flag and say, God, I'll go. Let me ask you a question. You say, preacher, God hadn't dealt with me about going to the mission field. If he did, would you? I gave that some hard thought this morning. I love it here. I like Georgia. I'm Georgia bred, Georgia born, and I die, I'll be Georgia dead. Amen. I love Georgia. I love my state. I love where I live. I love my house. I love my family. I love my church. But if God called me to the mission field, would I go? That's a serious. You know, sometimes God just wants to know if you're willing. Sometimes God, hey, he'll deal with you about, he'll put a burden on your heart just to see if you'd do it. Then he'll say, okay, now that I know you will, you don't have to. Yes. Scripture, Abraham and Isaac. Yeah. Abraham and Isaac. Yeah. He's got Isaac laid out on the altar, the knife's drawn back. God had to call him twice. Yeah. Abraham, Abraham. Amen. He's fixing to do exactly what God told him. Yes. And kill his only son. Now I know you're willing, Abraham. There's a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. Sacrifice him in the stead of your son. Amen. I just want to know if you're willing. Amen. Somebody has to go. Do you know there's places in America that don't have the gospel? I'm not talking about a foreign mission field where you can't speak the language. There's places in America that don't have the gospel of Jesus Christ. In South Dakota, where Brother Harvey Ware is starting those churches out there, people are driving over 150 miles one way to come to church. And it's not like you and I, they're not passing 100 between there. There ain't none. There are places out west and places up north where Catholicism is predominant. I believe there's some saved Catholics. I'd have hair-lipped some Baptists, but I do. Amen. I'm not a Baptist brighter. Amen. I think you're going to be shocked when you get to heaven. Didn't say whosoever shall be a Baptist. Yeah. Said whosoever shall call. Yeah. But I'm here to tell you, I think the Baptist church is doing the best job of preaching the gospel. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And we need more of them. Yeah. Y'all all right? Yeah. Wow. Somebody got to go. You can't tell me that out of a church this size, God's not going to call somebody. You're not going to tell me out of a church that produces this many preachers that God's not going to send at least one of them. We've got one this morning. Brother Eric Knight was our school principal, was our youth pastor for several years. He went down to Texas. You know where he's at this morning? He's in Thailand. He and his wife. He called me. Was it yesterday? He called me yesterday or Friday night. I'm not sure. Maybe it was yesterday. He called and he said, brother, just want to let you know this is it. They're there with Brother Wayne Shimish. Brother Wayne Shimish wants them to stay in Thailand and work with him as missionaries. You know what Brother Eric said? He said, here's our heart's desire. He said, we want to come home. They're talking about here and be sent out of Happy Valley Baptist Church. He said, would you consider that? I said, I'd be honored. Amen. I'd be honored. Hey, brother, that's God's plan. Amen. That's God's plan. I know we want to get them and keep them, but sometimes we got to get them and send them. Yeah. Somebody's got to go. Yeah. But listen, somebody's got to stay. Yeah. Somebody's got to stay. Y'all all right? Amen. If everybody run off to the mission field, the mission field have to start sending people here. Amen. Villarica would die and go to hell. Carrollton would die and go to hell. Everybody can't go. Somebody's just got to be faithful right here. There's got to be goers, but there's got to be senders. Thank God I'm a sender. Thank God. Hey, because of this little card right here, that makes me a sender. Listen, here's the reason why everybody that's called to preach ain't going to get called to the mission field. Somebody's got to stay here and teach. Somebody's got to stay here and train. Y'all all right? Somebody's got to stay here and preach. Somebody's got to stay here and witness and win the lost that God can call to the mission field. Somebody's got to stay here and be faithful. Did you know America has sent out more missionaries than any country in the world? Do you know how America got reached? Come on. A missionary from England. Missionaries from London, England. They sent the Wesley brothers over here. Brought the gospel to America. Now America's taking the gospel all over the world. But isn't that God's plan? Somebody's got to go, but thank God somebody's got to stay. Thank God we've got good Sunday school teachers. Did you see all those children marching here this morning? You see all those kids and you go, yay! I go, my soul, what a responsibility. What a weight that is laid upon our shoulders. It is our job to teach. Hey, man, what good is it if we go haul them in on a bus, give them some bubble gum, teach them to sing a couple of cute little songs and send them home? Our job goes beyond that. Our job goes beyond that. I'm glad when Jay Bice put me on a bus and hauled me to church all them years ago, it was more than a cute song and bubble gum. It was the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was there where I learned to worship. It was there where I learned to serve. Amen. It was there where I learned how to be saved. Amen. Are you listening? I wonder, as they marched in here this morning, how many missionaries were in that crowd? I know there's one young lady that was in that group, one of the godliest young teenage girls I know, has told me in the past that she thought God wanted her to be a missionary.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Or to marry a missionary. Maybe. Wow. Why? How did that happen? Somebody stayed. Somebody stayed. Somebody stayed faithful and preached the gospel. Somebody stayed faithful and taught the Word of God. Amen. Listen. This Bible Institute we have that Brother Freddie and Brother Charles so faithfully teach in, it ain't just so you know the book. You know what knowledge is? Without being used, it's useless. It is absolutely useless. Who cares if you can quote 150 verses of Scripture? That don't impress me. Boy, it's getting quiet in here. That doesn't impress me. Oh, I went to Bible school for 3 years and I've got a certificate on my wall. Roll up something in it and smoke it, man. You'll get more out of it that way. Y'all all right? It ain't worth the paper it's written on. We all right? You saying your school isn't any good? No, it's great. But that's just a piece of paper. What good is knowledge if it's not being used? Amen. God putting this Bible in your head so you can go put it in somebody else's.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody's got to stay faithful. Train them boys and girls up. Amen. Teach them the Bible. Preach them the Bible.
Yes.
Get them ready. So when God says, I want you to go, they can say, got my bags. I'm ready to roll.
Yeah.
They don't have to say, well, I need to learn the Bible first. No, they got it, man.
Amen.
They're ready to go.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to stay. And thank God that's my calling in life. I appreciate that. When I see missionaries, it makes me thankful that God lets me stay here.
Yeah.
Amen. It really does. It makes me thankful that God lets me stay. I don't want to go. I know where I'm supposed to be. Somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to stay. Lastly, and I'm done, somebody's got to pay. Somebody has got to pay.
Amen.
That's God's design. Hey, listen. He said, how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they hear without a preacher? He said, how shall they preach? Except they be sent.
Amen.
Being sent is more. Paul talked about several times about the church meeting his needs. Physically and monetarily. I mean, brother, they supported him. Amen. I'm not writing a check to missions every Sunday just so I can say I support missions. Somebody's going to feed their children because of that. Somebody's going to get gospel literature because of that. Somebody's going to get the job done for Jesus because I sacrificed a little bit of what God has given me.
Amen.
And give it back to God. You say, preacher, how dare you preach on giving to missions when we're in such hard times? You know what? I think when it gets tough, we'll try to do more.
Amen.
If it's tough on you, how do you think it is on those missionaries?
That's right. Yeah.
Come on, preacher.
I would be willing to bet that when finances get tough in the average American, Christian American home, this is the first thing to go. Many would probably cut out their missions before they would cut off their satellite. Can I say that again? Well, preacher, we can't afford to give to missions. Call a cable company. Tell them to cut that thing off. Put you some old rabbit ears on there. Wrap some tinfoil around them. I don't know why they put tinfoil on them, but amen. Are y'all out there this morning? I said, boy, this don't sound like Pastor Appreciation Day. Amen. This Missionary Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Amen. You can't afford to. Yes, you can. Unless you have absolutely no job. Have you even prayed about it? What God would have you do? I talk to missionaries every week. I get at least 5 phone calls a week from missionaries wanting to go to the mission field. I've got 2 or 3 right now waiting in the wings that I want to support. Brother John Byer, I say we do it too. Brother John Byer was just here a few weeks ago. Brother John and his wife, I've known them for years, they're solid. The man's a soul winner. They're going to, I know it's Canada, what? Alberta, Canada. There is a mining industry up there. I'd never heard of that before. There's oil in the sand, and they're mining the oil out of that sand. I forgot how many thousands of men he said it was that comes in there to work in those mining camps. He's going to tell them about Jesus.
Yeah.
I'd like to get in on that.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'd like to get in on the ground floor on that. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
The people love to invest their money.
Right.
And they love to get in when the getting's good. Yeah. Let me tell you something. The getting's good.
Yeah.
It's not going to be long. Jesus is coming. The getting's good. Somebody got to pay. I'd love to call him up. I'd love to call him sometime tomorrow and say, hey, brother, just wanted to let you know we took you on.
Yeah. Amen.
We took you on, brother. We're gonna get behind you. You know what I like to do? Some churches, now, I'm not against it, but some churches, they love to talk about how many missionaries they have. We got 150-something-odd missionaries, but they only send them $5 a month. I don't like that. I believe in quality over quantity.
Yeah.
I'd rather support, what we got, 28? I'd rather support 28 and send them $100 a month.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? I like for our missionaries to look forward to their check coming from Happy Valley.
Yeah.
You know what breaks my heart? It's when they get it and they go, boy, Happy Valley's struggling.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one I counted on every month. This is the one that was going to get my kid to the dentist.
Yeah.
This is the one that was going to put that alternator on the car.
Amen.
This is the one that was going to buy the groceries.
Yeah.
Well, we was really counting on Happy Valley's check.
Yeah.
Since the economy's got bad, our missions program has dropped way off. Y'all all right? Boy, I love them. I've got a whole list of them right here. You'll pick up one, read it sometime. You'll pick up one, pray for them sometime.
Amen.
Somebody's got to go. Brother Todd, you and Sister Janice and Elizabeth, get us a song if y'all would. Somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to stay. Somebody's got to pay.
Yes.
Let me ask you 3 questions this morning. Would you go? Would you go? If God, without a shadow of a doubt, said, I want you to go. to some place away from your family, away from your friends. I want you to even learn another language. Take it to a part of the world you've never been to. Would you go? Are you willing? Are you willing? Secondly, if you are willing, if God just wants you to stay, would you stay and be faithful? Would you stay and be faithful to help to teach and to train? Would you stay and help support? Would you stay? Would you pay? Would you pay? I will. I'm on in on this thing, Brother Fred. I want in on this thing. I want our missionaries to get excited again about seeing that return address on the envelope that says Happy Valley Baptist Church. Amen. Let's stand to our feet all over the house. Had one saved this morning already. Amen. Hey, listen. Maybe you said, Preacher, when we had that missions conference a few years ago, I filled out one of these. Maybe it's time to re-up. Maybe it's time to add a dollar or two to it. Hey, listen, we're not asking for thousands. It's got little places right here you can check. Promised each week or promised each month. Starts at $5 and goes up. Write in anything you want. Write in anything you want. Whatever God lays upon your heart, just jot it down. Say, Lord, if you'll give it to me, God, I'll give it back to you. Amen. Let's just obey the Lord this morning. Let's bow our heads before they sing. If there's somebody here today, you've never been saved. If you're not sure, if you died right now, heaven would be your home. I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you for nothing. But I'd sure like to pray for you. If you just slip up your hand. Say, Brother Eddie, I'm not sure. God bless you, son. Brother Eddie, I'm not sure if I died today, heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. Anybody else? One young man raised his hand. I hope he'll come. I hope you'll come and get that settled right here today. Let somebody take a Bible and show you how to be saved. Preacher, I know I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. Please pray for me that I'd be able to be a stronger Christian. Pray for me that I'd be able to give and help missionaries or do whatever it is that God would have me do. Preacher, remember me. Hands up all over the place. God bless your heart. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you again this morning, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for a good day. Lord, thank you for the blessing of seeing these bus children come in and out of here today. Lord, what a great joy it was to my heart. Lord, thank you, Father, for your word. Lord, thank you for the commandment you've given us. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of worldwide missions to get the gospel to every creature. Lord, I pray you'd increase our burden this morning. Lord, I pray we'd be able to step up to the plate and do a little more for the cause of Christ. Lord, I pray for this one that raised their hand this morning, not sure about their soul. Lord, I pray you'd save them today before it's too late. Lord, you saw every hand, you know every heart. Deal with us, God, accordingly. We'll thank you, we'll praise you, we'll give you glory, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.